child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The nation's midsection is bracing for record heat. ABC senior meteorologist Melissa Griffin.
40 million Americans are under those heat alerts that stretches from Oklahoma all the way to Michigan. Triple-digit heat index values and very little overnight relief, with temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, even early in the morning, will make that persistent heat even more dangerous.
The first day of school in Detroit was a half day due to excessive heat. The White House says weekend strikes by Israel and Hezbollah have had no effect on ceasefire negotiations, which will continue this week to hammer out specifics. There was a wreath laying at the Arlington National Cemetery in memory of 13 service members who were killed 3 years ago today as the U.S. was leaving Afghanistan. Stocks start the week with a new benchmark. The Dow closed up at an all-time high, up 65 points. This is ABC News. A Major League Baseball player is getting a guaranteed win today.
Danny Jansen will make baseball history tonight, becoming the first MLB player to ever play for both teams in the same game. Back in June, Jansen was with the Toronto Blue Jays when a game against the Boston Red Sox was suspended due to rain. Jansen was traded to Boston a month later, so tonight he'll finish that game in a Red Sox jersey. He was batting when the game was suspended, and he'll be behind the plate for Boston when play resumes. A Toronto pinch hitter will inherit Jansen's one strike on the count. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Officials in Nevada's Black Rock Desert are investigating the death of a Burning Man attendee who was found unresponsive on the festival's grounds Sunday. The unidentified female will undergo an autopsy to determine a possible cause of death. Police in Iceland calling off the search of a collapsed ice cave, saying that they now believe all of the tourists at the glacier are accounted for. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Again, Scent Bead Story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, "Maracas, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Warm and muggy through the evening. Waves of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Best chances overnight. Some could be severe. Damaging wind gusts the biggest concern, although large hail and isolated tornadoes possible. Still a few storms tomorrow. Muggy, but not as warm. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
Now, this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Gas prices are the lowest of the summer as the Labor Day weekend approaches, driven by a drop in global oil prices last month. The AAA gas price tracker showing an average of just under $3.23 a gallon in Wisconsin on Monday, comparing with a national average of $3.35 a gallon. In Portage County, court trial is underway for one of three Wausau area men accused in the beating death of 61-year-old Donald Mitchell in a Stevens Point parking lot this spring. Arlen Sangster faces a 12-person jury for a count of reckless homicide and theft. The trial is scheduled to run through Friday. And the Republican presidential ticket is back in Wisconsin this week. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will be in De Pere on Wednesday, and former President Donald Trump has scheduled a town hall in downtown La Crosse on Thursday.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Barberville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and Abyss Silo, your Toro and Husqvarna lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. The Pepin County Board did approve Michelle Weiss as the Interim Administrative Coordinator and Finance Director. Weiss is taking over for Pamela Hansen, who resigned from the position earlier this month. Meanwhile, the County Board has hired an outside firm to do a search for a permanent administrative and coordinator and finance director. While Dunn and Eau Claire counties have Narcon machines available for the public, could Pepin County be in line for a machine? During the Durand City Council meeting, that topic was brought up, and Councilmember Raisler, who's also chief deputy with Pepin County, told the council members there are grants available for Pepin County to have a machine, but the big question is, where could the machine be located? Raisler says the machine needs to be in a private area for those using it. Former President Donald Trump will be holding a town hall in La Crosse this week. Trump's campaign announced the town hall will be held at the La Crosse Center on Thursday, with doors opening at 3 and the town hall to begin at 6. This will mark the former president's first visit to Wisconsin since last month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The remains of a man who went missing after his boat capsized in the Bay of Green Bay last month has finally been found. The Marinette County Sheriff's Department said they found Billy Solnick's body on Green Island over the weekend. Solnick and his two children died when their boat overturned in the bay last month. The Coast Guard found his kid's body as well as his boat, but couldn't find him. His family says the news of his remains is devastating. They're planning a memorial for him. A horse in Marquette County has tested positive for West Nile virus. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture confirmed the horse was unvaccinated. It's Wisconsin's first confirmed case of West Nile in a horse this year. Symptoms of West Nile virus in horses include fever, loss of coordination, hind end weakness, muscle tremors, and going down with an inability to rise. The disease can cause brain inflammation in horses and people. It is fatal in 30 to 40% of horses showing signs of illness. In 2023, the Department of Agriculture documented 5 cases of West Nile virus in horses. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
It's going to be a dangerously hot day today for the WRDN listening area. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the entire area that runs from 1 until 8 p.m. tonight. Forecasters say highs will be in the mid-90s, but the heat will make it feel closer to 100 to 105. Now, severe thunderstorms are possible later on tonight, but that should cool things off. The Durand area will go from highs in the 90s today, 80s tomorrow, and 70s by Friday. The Buffalo and Pepin County Sheriff's Department continues to look at combining jails. During this month's administrative meeting, Sheriff Wenner asked for requests for proposal information on options to study the possible Pepin-Buffalo County Jail and Justice Center. The first part of the study would not have any costs involved. Both departments are wanting to explore the possibilities now for future needs. That request was approved. There soon could be charges for Glenwood City's former school superintendent. A recent audit of the former Glenwood City school superintendent, Tim Johnson, shows he took nearly $300,000 in reimbursements and educational stipends for classes he never took. Johnson's accused of enrolling at Viterbo University, then failing to finish his classes. He resigned from Glenwood Schools last year. Johnson's also accused of taking money he wasn't entitled to by claiming to be Glenwood's special education director, even though he didn't have any of the required qualifications. The current superintendent at Glenwood Schools says there aren't any charges now, but he says he expects charges to be filed soon. The Wisconsin Grocers Association is pushing back on claims of price gouging from Vice President Kamala Harris. The grocers released an open letter last week saying inflation, not grocery stores, is to blame for the high prices that people are paying. The letter says the inflation from the COVID outbreak is now, quote, baked in to the price on the shelf, unquote. The grocers say local grocery stores work on razor-thin margins, and the idea that they are gouging customers is nothing but campaign rhetoric. The city of Rochester is ready to start making improvements to its existing wastewater treatment plant. The city broke ground on a $91 million project Friday. The upgrade would allow the city to meet current and future standards for removing chemicals, such as phosphorus, which is known to contribute to algae bloom formations. The upgrades should be finished in early 2027. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The 2026 and 2029 National Horseshoe Pitchers Association World Championships are coming to Central Wisconsin. Visit Wausau Executive Director Tim White says he'll start working with local partners right away, and that big events coming to one community help all of the surrounding communities. The 2026 games will be held in Weston and run from mid to late July of 2026. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Our Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on Valspar Reserve or HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Infinity or Showcase Interior Paint via Lowe's gift card rebate. Whether you're painting one accent wall or want to freshen up a whole room, we've got you covered. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Valid through 9/4.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Ends Labor Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Burton continues family legacy. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71 with best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs. It's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat, cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Harrison Burton added to his family's legacy at Daytona International Speedway, winning Saturday night's Coke Zero Sugar 400. The 23-year-old not only captured his first NASCAR Cup Series win and qualified for the playoffs, he also notched a milestone for Wood Brothers Racing with their 100th series victory. Afterward, Harrison's father, NBC analyst Jeff Burton, shared the significance of the accomplishment.
It's incredible. Everybody put so much effort into it, and to see, you know, to be in this victory lane, you know, this Daytona, right? And Ward won the 500, I won the 400, now Harrison's won the 400, and it's Daytona, it's Cup, it's a huge night.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. you'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it Famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it Famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career and they talked to me about it.
He was done in just months.
I did do it online.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at My Computer Career.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
The Packers have another 24 hours to get their roster to 53 players, but that does not mean they're done. Now, I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Brian Gutekunst could continue to shuffle, not to mention many of the players they initially released will likely end up back on their practice squad. Players expected to report again on Wednesday. Wisconsin football coach Luke Fickell confirming during his weekly press conference today that defensive lineman James Thompson suffered an injury that will likely sideline him for the entire season. Thompson suffered the upper body injury in practice on August 17th, which required surgery last week. The Badgers opened their season Friday night at home against Western Michigan. Third-ranked Badger women's volleyball team headed for Louisville to face sixth-ranked Cardinals tomorrow night in the American Volleyball Coaches Association First Serve Showcase. And the Brewers are off today following a 4-3 loss at Oakland yesterday. The crew is back home to open a series against the Giants tomorrow night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds state anglers that the 2024 hook and line sturgeon season opens on Saturday, September 7th. More details when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The 2024 hook and line season for lake sturgeon will take place on certain waters from September 7th through September 30th. All anglers looking to harvest a lake sturgeon must have their general 2024 fishing license and a valid hook and line lake sturgeon tag. Licenses and tags may be purchased online through Go Wild or from one of the DNR's licensed vendors. The DNR reminds citizens that only one sturgeon with a minimum length measurement of 60 inches may be harvested during the season. Anglers who harvest a lake sturgeon must validate their tag immediately upon harvesting and moving the fish. Plus, all harvested sturgeon must be registered at a designated registration station. There are a number of waters across the state that allow some sturgeon fishing. They include sections of the Chippewa and Flambeau River, Butternut Lake in Price County, and sections of the Wisconsin River. Check the DNR website for those specific sections. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Lake Sturgeon Season. DNR fisheries biologists predict a good season. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night?
Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way, anyone, even someone like you, can sleep get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Warm and muggy through the evening, waves of showers and thunderstorms tonight, best chances overnight. Some could be severe, damaging wind gusts the biggest concern, although large hail and isolated tornadoes possible. Still a few storms tomorrow, muggy, but not as warm. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast from the Nebraska State Fair, which is underway through Labor Day. Interesting market day is we're going to take a look at, we talked last Friday and during the weekend report as well about this Pro Farmer Tour. And now what do we do now that it's behind us? We're going to continue to talk about some of the numbers, the conditions. What are we seeing globally? You know, Brazil is set to start their planting as well. We got a lot that we're going to unpack today. And Jeff Peterson joins us with Heartland Farm Partners. And Jeff, I love this because it's kind of a follow-up question and comments that you and I had at the end of last week when we looked at this markets and you were digesting these Pro Farmer Tour numbers. So now, as you look at it and it's now behind us, where do we go here from a marketing focus?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And the market's kind of sorting that out too. You know, if we look at today's trade action, we were down about 4.5 cents on the December corn and sitting there have, you know, found support down that 385 area. But we did have a little stronger day over there on the soybean side. You know, the November soybeans are up 7.75. And we had some really good strength coming really out of the soybean meal, novella soybean oil. And in the outside markets with crude oil up, you know, about 260, that's given a little support, but that support didn't, you know, follow over and come over into the corn side. But if you really kind of step back and say, Pro Farmer numbers are out of the way. Now what do we physically look at? And if you walk through it, U.S. is still important, but it's losing its importance. And I know we've got some hot, dry conditions right now that are definitely hurting yields and will pull the condition back some. So the market's still going to be focused on that. But really what everybody's trying to think about, all right, when we get to September crop report, what are we going to see for the U.S. corn and soybean yields? You know, what's NAS going to physically put out there? And then believe it or not, it's that time of year to start talking about South America again. And South America's got some going, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But as we go another month down the road, then we're going to see a transition happen, Susan. We're going to start now kind of focusing more and more on U.S. demand. And, you know, we're coming to the end of the 2023 crop that ends for corn and soybeans here at the end of August. And 2024 crop year, this crop we're just getting ready to harvest. You know, that's going to kick off here on September 1st. So we've got that transition in. How's the 23 crop year finishing up on demand and what the prospects look like for 24? And then, you know, we can't forget about, and our hearts go out to really the different wars that are going on out there. You know, Israel and Iran and Hamas and Hezbollah, what impact that could have on the crude oil. And then you come over and you see the Russia-Ukraine war and what could happen there in regard to acres as they plant, you know, in Ukraine, but then also with the weather they've been having over there that's had an impact on their production. And you bring that all together and say, okay, how much will they have to export? So that's kind of some of the highlights, Susan, what the market's going to be focused on going forward now.
All right. Well, what about the funds? Where are you seeing these currently positioned?
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't really mention that. That's just kind of environment that everybody sits within. But just to give you an idea, on the CFTC report, the commitment of traders report that would have came out on this past Friday, keep in mind those results were from, you know, that previous Tuesday, you know, showing on the corn side, they're short almost 258,000 contracts of corn. Now they have bought back some of that position, but you know, that's still a big short for this time of year. And what's interesting about that, that this year may very well go down and hit is the first time we didn't end up seeing them hold a long position in the corn market during the year. Now, there's some time left and it could happen, but that's, that's kind of a first so far. And on the soybean side, they're short almost 183,000 contracts of soybeans. And then on the Chicago wheat, they're setting short almost 53,000 contracts. And when you bring all those together, what that's telling us is that the funds are still willing you know, they'll go ahead and let the market bounce up some, but then they're kind of willing to sell it a little bit. And they haven't got to the point where they're ready to start buying this back, or to say it another way, they haven't found anything out there that causes them to really have to buy this position back in a big way, Susan.
You know, you talked a little bit about this on Friday and during the weekend report, but now the next big thing we need to look for is the September WASD numbers. How do you see USDA going out and starting to compile that information? Because I understand it's kind of the same way in many ways that ProFarmer does theirs.
Yeah, and that's what I like always coming off that farmer tour. You get into this right away here, and what you've got out there is NAS, National Ag Statistics Service, at the state level, and then also at the national level. I mean, they're getting their plots laid out, you know, and they're going to be out there in the fields, and they're going to be doing some of the same things as what ProFarmer did. They're going to be taking a look at their stand counts, and they're going to be physically looking at the ears, and depending on the size of the ear and the maturity, not so much the size here, depending on the maturity of the ear, will determine, you know, whether or not they discount it as an ear and then substitute some, you know, average ear weights, or they're going to physically measure it and look at the kernel depth, or get all the way, if it's far enough along, and physically just go ahead and weigh it. And the same thing over on the soybean side. They're going to be looking at those pod counts, looking at their stand counts, and then trying to forecast forward, well, what are we going to end up seeing for those pod weights? You know, but we can't forget this report, you know, when it comes out in the summer in the WASD, it'll be a recreation of a yield. It won't just be a mere tweaking of what we had in August. So in addition to those plots they set up, you know, they'll also be doing the farmer surveys, and they'll also be looking at the satellite data and bringing all that information together to get that yield, Susan.
So do you have any concerns about what's going on weather-wise right now? I mean, I know there were some storms in South Dakota moving into and headed eastward into Minnesota, but there's a lot of dry pockets that weren't dry in June and parts of beginning of July.
Yeah, I am concerned. I mean, I wish the market would be more concerned about it. I mean, sitting here in the Western Corn Belt with the weather we're going to have here, we're definitely, you know, reducing the size of our crop. Okay. Now, unfortunately, as you look at the Eastern Corn Belt, though, we're probably not, you know, reducing enough to probably make a big difference on yield. It can definitely make a big difference locally. So I think we've got some cooler weather coming as we get past this. And I think that's what the market's looking at, Susan.
All right. Lots to look at as we get ready to hit the second half here. When we come back for the Channel Final Bell after this commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit. Speaking of weather, what are the planting conditions like right now for Brazil? And what did the corn and bean shipments look like this past week? That's just the start of what we'll hit when we get back for the second half. It is the Channel Final Bell, live from the Nebraska State Fair on the Rural Radio Network.
All right, good stuff.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last week saw a major disruption to North America's supply chains, but luckily for agriculture, the dust-up was brief. When we come back, we'll talk about the labor dispute that froze Canadian railroads last Thursday. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultants keep an eye on the agronomy for your acres with help from the technology of Precision Ag. I caught up with Misha Sams, Precision Ag Lead, to talk about how Nutrien Ag Solutions views precision technology.
when you think precision ag, we think technology, we think the platforms and tools that we have, and then we have the boots on the ground agronomy side of things. So for me, it means trying to merge those two and change the term from precision ag maybe to precision agronomy.
Looking ahead, are there any innovations or projects you're working on that you're excited about for next year?
So for 2025, something that we are working on right now is a service bundle. It's a bundle of intangible services along that precision ag line that we're trying to throw all of that into a bag of our physical products.
What's going to be, do you think, your primary focus in this next growing season?
Commodity prices are in the garbage right now. Going to be looking to help them make their operations more efficient. Let's take nutrients in the soil that we've already got. Let's make them more readily available, stuff like that.
And folks, you can learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com.
Late last Thursday, after months of tense negotiations, Canada's two largest rail carriers, Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern, locked out over 9,000 Teamsters, sparking a work stoppage that threatened to cripple the supply chain. Within hours, however, Canadian Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon stepped in, ordering everyone back to work and imposing binding arbitration. The quick response was likely driven by concerns over the economic fallout on both sides of the U.S.-Canadian border. The National Corn Growers Association, along with other agricultural groups, had been sounding the alarm about the potential impact of a rail strike on U.S. farmers. NCGA President Harold Woolley emphasized that with corn prices already down and input costs rising, the last thing farmers needed was a disruption in rail service. Rail is critical for moving key agricultural products, including fertilizer and grains, between Canada and the U.S. A prolonged strike could have created significant challenges, he said, particularly for those reliant on Canadian fertilizer shipments. Daniel Munch from the American Farm Bureau Federation also highlighted the importance of rail transport for the U.S.-Canadian agricultural trade relationship. Over 85% of fertilizer traded between the two countries moves by rail, making it a lifeline for many U.S. farmers. The potential for a prolonged strike not only threatened to disrupt the supply of these essential inputs, but also jeopardized U.S. agricultural exports. Canada is a top destination for U.S. barley, ethanol, soybean meal, and corn, with complex logistics that depend heavily on uninterrupted rail service. While most companies might have managed a short stoppage, a prolonged disruption would have quickly overwhelmed ports and other transportation hubs, clogging the supply chain with stranded shipments. This could have caused ripple effects across the agricultural sector, from delayed shipments of inputs to lost export opportunities. I'll be back with more after this.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Yes, the Canadian government's quick action last Thursday to halt the rail strike in Canada and send workers back to the job has brought temporary relief to both Canadian and U.S. producers. But the requirement to use binding arbitration has frustrated Teamsters, and we'll keep an eye on the discussions as they continue north of the border. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Our southern border is wide open, allowing drugs, gangs, and criminals to flood into our communities. We need to get tough. But Senator Tammy Baldwin supported amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, including convicted criminals. Like an illegal immigrant with multiple DUI charges, he should have been deported. Instead, he stayed and drove drunk yet again and killed a Wisconsin father of three. And Baldwin voted 9 times to support sanctuary cities that protect dangerous illegal immigrant criminals and release them back onto the streets.
Call Senator Tammy Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-4689, the Justice for Jocelyn Act. No amnesty for illegal immigrants, especially criminals. Vote to finally secure the border. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Warm and muggy through the evening. Waves of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Best chances overnight. Some could be severe. Damaging wind gusts the biggest concern, although large hail and isolated tornadoes possible. Still a few storms tomorrow. Muggy, but not as warm. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Pay more attention to the things that I need.
Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. I'm a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Love me good. Girl, you've given me a million second chances, and I don't ever want to take you for granted. But I'm just a man, I'm just a man. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love. You love me good. You love me good. Love me
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Strapped on my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery, far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he. I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, do the best I can. There's only so much you can do as a man.
I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
Darling, I've been standing here just watching you all night, and I think I've even caught you watching me a couple times. If I don't ask, I'll never know. This may sound dumb, but here we go. Do you believe in love at first sight? Me neither. I'm glad that we agree, believe me. That's a big relief. This place is awful crowded and this music is so loud. Would you like to go and grab a bite to eat? Me neither. It's nice to finally meet a girl who doesn't move too fast. I was only checking, that's the reason that I asked. Relationships need time to grow. You and I should take this slow. Darling, tell me, would you like to dance? Me neither. I was just being polite, thank goodness. My feet are much too tired, I'm sure you're tired too. I can see an empty booth. Would you like to maybe sit and talk a while? Me neither. We'd never get along, I'm thinking. There's no chemistry at all, this has been a waste of time. And I'm running out of lines, don't you think it's time for me to end this song? Me neither.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light, a needle drop on a 45 are the kind of things that only last so long.
When the new year's off and they get to getting old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. Just a t-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million other things that I could look at my whole life. A love like that makes a man have second thoughts. Some things last forever after all.
The FM station on the outskirts, blue jeans after years of shift work, all fading out like I always knew they would. The strings on this guitar, the first love lost on a young heart. Those things are gonna break after the getting's good. Cause the new wears off and they get to getting old. Yeah, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll.
They say no.
Fancy meeting. music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The Declaration of Independence. Think I could tell you that first sentence, but then I'm lost. I can't begin to count the theories I've had pounded in.